Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online, the training and equipping ministry that's been in place to equip and mature the believer to do the work of the ministry. The new subject we're doing today is called the Bible Principle of Seed, Time, and Harvest. And this is an 11-part series, and this is part one, and we're talking about the topic, the law of Genesis. The name of this subject is the Bible Principle of Seed, Time, and Harvest, or a better description would be seed, gradual spiritual growth, harvest. Let us now turn to Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 to 12. Reading from verse 11, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit, according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And so it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself, according to its kind, and God saw that it was good." A right understanding of this principle will help you understand God's ways. The law of seed, time, and harvest is God's principal method throughout the whole Word of God, and it applies to every area of our life. God's covenant with creation. We read this in Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 to 22. Reading from verse 20. "Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a smooth aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from the youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease." A farmer in the natural knows that he has to sow a seed to get a harvest. He first takes the seed, puts it in the soil, and then there is a waiting time. During that waiting time, the plant grows and comes up out of the ground and then comes into a position where it starts to produce the fruit of what that seed is. Then there comes the point of time of harvest. So the whole kingdom of God from the very beginning to understand is it's a seed, time, harvest process in the spiritual realm and in the natural realm. Seed, time, and harvest is God's method. The law of Genesis is one of God's fixed laws. Everything produces after its kind, and the seed is in itself. It works that way in everything. That's why he sent his word. We turn to Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29, and this is Jesus speaking, and it's a parable of the growing seed. "And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of itself, first the blade, then the ear, and after the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." What Jesus is saying here, that we are the ones planting the seed, and you speak the seed in word form out of your mouth. When you speak it as a seed, it goes into the heart, the human spirit that is, and then it begins to grow and produce. The kingdom of God is as if a man should cast or throw seed into the ground. This shows the heart of man is the soil or the ground. Sometimes people give up before the harvest comes. They give up during the growing process and therefore lose their harvest. When we turn to Mark chapter 11, verse 23, "For truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." This is the God kind of faith. That is the way God made it to function. The mountain Jesus is talking about is any problem or situation in your life that needs to be changed, removed, or brought into existence. Even in the natural realm, we see a seed has to be planted, whether it's got to do with a crop of apples or oranges or vegetables. A seed needs to be planted in soil, and then that seed grows to produce a harvest. The whole principle, when God created the heavens and the earth, particularly the earth, he spoke seeds He spoke words, and those words were seeds, and they went into creation, and the Holy Spirit watched over those words to make them become manifested or become real. Every human being on this earth has come from a seed planted, and then the seed matures after 9 months to produce a baby. The whole earth was created by the word of God, which is the seed, the incorruptible seed. So what I'm saying, it's very important at your stage now of the subject, the beginning of the subject, to understand the principle of seed, time, and harvest. It's an established law, established method that God has put in position and used from the very beginning. He also said that we, born-again believers, have been created in his image. So therefore, we are to operate on the same principle of seed, time, and harvest in every area of our lives, and also to use the same method as God the Father uses, and that is to speak words of faith, to speak words, seeds, his word, into each and every situation to have the victory. I hope that you've been able to enjoy this topic and understand it. It is a foundation topic and subject that everyone needs to know, that everything operates on a principle and a method of seed, time, and harvest. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless. The next topic coming up will be topic 2, speaking the seed is part of the process. Thank you, and God bless.